One more time. Yes. So we are just focusing on the piece of the mission where we said that was towards the beginning of the mission, and we spoke about that the Pesach was nishchat with gimel kites, and that was learned from the pasuk that it says v'shachtu say kol kal adas Yisrael kal eda in Yisrael, and we spoke about how each of the kites went in, and they had bezich kesef, bezich zav, and we mentioned that these bezichim did not have any type of a base for fear they would put it down. Shema yinicham yitzchak adam. Exactly. So, says the Gemara, for fear that they would put it down and the down would congeal, except for the ones of the lechem aponim, which can, in other words, the ones which contain the levain of the frankincense, which would go together with the lechem aponim, shemi anicham v'yifris halechem, because had the base been pointed, and at times it would go on top of the lechem, it would actually cause the lechem to be nifras, to break and to crack, and so on, and therefore the base was wide and flat, and this way, even if it went on top, it would not cause any breakage of the lechem. Yeah, then we said Shachad Yisrael v'kibel akayin Yisrael shechted v'kayin was makabel. Frankly, Gemara le'sag yedelav Yisrael. Does it have to be that Yisrael is the one who does the shechita? Says the Gemara, Yigufa kamashma the shechita bizar k'sheira. What it's Gufa coming to teach me is that shechita is k'sheira bizar. V'kibel akayin akamashma mekabel ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. As we know, even though there's four avodas, Shechita is one of them. It's called an avoida, but nevertheless, it's an avoida which is kshera bizarre. Good. Then we said neisne lechaveroi. Now the Gemara thinks what happened was that there was a whole line of kohanim, and number one would give to number two, to number three, to number four, to the one who was by the mizbeach, and no one ended up moving at all. So there was no actual halacha. There was no halacha. Seems to imply that a halacha, which is not done beregel, but you're just standing in place and passing and so on, is considered to be a halacha. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma hu nayid purta. Maybe, in fact, what happens is that you need to be menayid porta, that they need to move a little bit. Now, it's not so clear if it means that every single kayin needs to move a little bit, every kayin needs to take one step. The Meiri says that it's only the final kayin at the very end, who's next to the Mizbeach, he will take two or three steps, and he will go ahead and do that. So you cannot prove from here that halacha shlei beregel is considered to be halacha, because maybe, in fact, there was a requirement of a Nayid Purta. The Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, when the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach is Mashmit. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet of Karban Pesach, the Rambam does not mention the necessity of Nayid Purta. And the Lecha Mishnah asks why. And he says the Rambam relied on that which he wrote in Psula Mugdashin, that there is a requirement of doing a Halacha Beregel. And that's why he doesn't need to reiterate in Hilchas Karban Pesach. So we say Dilma who Nayid Purta. So maybe the case was that there was Nayid Purta. Vela Mai Kamashmalan, Hakamashmalan, Barav Hadis Melech. So, you know, why do they have so many Kahanim altogether who were involved? So it's coming to teach me the Chiddush of Rav Hadis Melech, that it's kedai to have many people involved in the mitzvah, and that is considered to be a hiddur. Rashi says, Rav Hadis Melech shahayu kulan asukin ba'avoida. In other words, even though usually, very often when we say Rav Hadis Melech, it means to say that there's a mila that one person does it on behalf of everyone. Like, for instance, when it comes to Kiddush, we say that one person should say Kiddush on behalf of everyone. But this, it seems to be that there's two in Yonim in Barav HaMadras Melech. One is that one person is doing it for everyone, and therefore that you are unifying everyone. It's like an Ichud and an Achdus type of art. And one is Pshuta Kemashmo, Baravam. There's a lot of people doing something together. Not that one is doing it and being mitzi everyone, but just Baravam, lots of people being Isaac in mitzvahs. Now we said Gibelas Amalei Umachzer Es Harekan. The Seder was that first the Kohen is Mekabel the Mizrak, which has the dam, and then he subsequently passes back the empty vessel. It was done in that order. Gibelas Amalei Umachzer Es Harekan. Avol Ibchalei shouldn't be done the opposite way. Misayel Rav Shemin Lakish Dom Mishlakish Ein Lavin Al Hamitzus. Meaning, if you have an opportunity of doing a mitzvah first, so don't pass up on that. You know, don't first, you know, give your empty vessel when you could first have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Ein mavirin al mitzvahs. Then we said Kohen HaKarvetz LaMizbeach. The Kohen was close to the Mizbeach, and we said he would be the one who would be Shefech. The Lashon of the Mishnah was Kohen HaKarvetz LaMizbeach Zorkoy Zrika Achas Keneged Hayisoy. Actually, this is very important. We're saying he was Zerikit. He does a Zerika, one Zerika, Negna Hayesed. Man Tana Pesach B'Zerika. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah who says that when it comes to Karban Pesach, it is done B'Zerika? Meaning, this is a Zerika, the Shvicha, sometimes this Nesina, by Chatois. So, who is the Tana who says that when it comes to Karban Pesach, it is done B'Zerika? I'm Rav Chisda, it is Rav Yosi HaGlili. It's going to be exactly the Daniel, basically the Omer. The pasuk says, "As damam tizrik al hamizbech." It says, "As damam tizrik al hamizbech." It says, "Damam" in the plural, "As damam tizrik al hamizbech." As chalbam taktir. So says the Gemara, "Damoy singular leinamar ela damam chalboy singular leinamar ela chalbam." Now, what is this pasuk referring to? This pasuk is referring to Bechar. So there, right, the pasuk says, "Vasisa ilasecha habasa v'adam al mizbach Hashem lekecha v'adam zvachecha yishafich al mizbach Hashem lekecha v'abasa teicha." So it is referring to. I'm so sorry. Is that what I wanted? No. Vasisa ilasecha. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Ach b'char shar ay b'char kesev ay b'char eiz lo yisif. Da'a kredish hem. Es damam tizrek al hamizbech ves chalbam takter. So it's referring to the b'char shar, b'char kesev. The one is makrav ay b'char. And it doesn't say b'char in the singular. It doesn't mention dam in the singular. Damay, it doesn't say chalboy. So el chalbam, so li made al bechar umaisiru pesach shein tuunin matan domim ve'emurin legabi mizbeach. What does this mean? Rashi says, limed, if you look at the last line of Rashi on the page, limed al pesach umaisiru ve'emurin shalumotzinu lehem matan domim batoira elekan uchsiv tizrak valiksiv tishbach. So it uses Lashon of Zrika, meaning it doesn't mention their matan domim what it is. And here, the fact by Bechar, it said, the Lashon Rabbim, it's alluding to the fact that the ones which haven't been mentioned, like the other Kachim Kalim, and the Pesach, and the Meiser, that they also have a similar din, and the din is Bizrika. So that's what it's coming to teach. It's coming to teach, Limud al Bechar, Meiser Pesach, Shein Tunin, Matan Domim, Veimor, Nagabi, Mizbeach. Fine. So now, minolan de tuunin yisoid. So where do I know that there's a requirement that it needs to be nishbach on either the northern or the western side of the mizbeach, which also had a yisoid, had this kind of line or this section around it on the northern and western side, on the southern and eastern side, there was no yisoid. So how do I know that it's done on the yisoid side of the mizbeach? Minal adetur en yisoid am Rav Elazar as yizrika zrika mi'ayla. Ksivacha es damam tizrek. It says over here, es damam tizrek al mizbeach. Ksivacha es damam tizrek al mizbeach. Ksivacha sam vizarku b'nei arein hakeanem es damay al mizbeach. Saviv. So ma'ayla tu'una yisoid, a pesach nami, Ta'on Yisrael. It's therefore the place where you're Zerik the Dam, and the Pesach is on the northern or the western side. Now, V'ayla Gufa Minolan, how do you know by the Ayla itself that there's a requirement of the Yisrael side? If you look at the beginning of Rashi on the top, Shematan Dama B'makim Shish Tachtav Yisrael L'mu'uti Mizrach V'darim, as we said, to exclude the eastern and southern sides, V'ayla Gufa Minolan, because it says El Yisrael Mizbach Ha'ayla. Meaning, if you look at the next Rashi, what's this pasuk talking about? Gabi chatus nasiksiv. This pasuk is speaking about chatus, and it happens to say, let's just read the Rashi quickly. Gabi chatus nasiksiv, alata chakein midam chatus v'atzvei v'nasan alkanas mizbach ha'ayla. This dami yishav el yisoid mizbach ha'ayla. Now it's referring to where you place the dam and the chatus, and it says you place it. Oh, you say mizbach ha'ayla. Why mention ayla over here? Says Rashi, "V'avli lemechtev el yisrael mizbeach." Lamali dichsev mizbach ha'ayla. Elamites coming to be meramez to a different din. Elahachigam el yisrael mizbeach tasa ha'ayla. Meaning, by when it comes to the ayla, there is a requirement of yisrael. So that's what it's coming to teach me. V'ayla guf v'non la'makra el yisrael mizbeach ha'ayla alma ayla teuna yisrael. Good. So we said in the Mishnah that it was done in Gimel Kites, and the first kas left, and the second one came in. And finally, the third kas came in. Tanahi Nikras Kas Atzlanis. This third one is called the Schleppers, or the Lazy Ones. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean? But someone's got to be last. V'ha loy sagi delav hachi. Mayavililamavid, what should they have done? I mean, yesh la'ayin. You know, if it requires pushing and shoving to get in, are we saying that one should push and shove? The Gemara is saying, what should they have done? So it seems to be that there was clearly a lack of zrizus, and had they been mizaris themselves, then they would have been able to get into one of the first two groups. Like we learned in the Bereisa, the Tisefta. It's impossible for the world to be without people involved in spices and people involved in tanners, people involved in processing of leather. Why, by the way, is it impossible for the world to be without basam, without people involved in basamim? So Rav Yashu says you have to have basamim because you need to make a brain name basamim on Matzei Shabbos. Otherwise, Nechateis, the Gemara is saying that you can't have a world without Bissamim. Maybe, Tak, you don't need the world with Bissamim. You have to have Bissamim, because otherwise you have to make the bracha of Bari Minei Bissamim on a Motzei Shabbos. That's why it's impossible to have a world without a Bas and without someone who's involved in making Bissamim. But praiseworthy is someone who's able to do the more pleasurable. Panasa, and woe to someone who has to do the one in Bursi, which has got a foul smell. The Bali must say, meaning there is a din. Okay, in order to be Yetzir the Klala, you have to go and work and you have to make panasa and so on. But it doesn't mean that a person should feel such a lack of bitachon that they feel that they have to go and involve themselves in something which has got such a bad smell. And that's why some explain the oiloy. Because, you know, mechatesa, that is what you need to do in order to be yotze the din of v'zeh pecha techalechem. Similarly, it says, yeah, v'yavshu al oilam b'loy zecharem u'v'loy nekevis, ashrei mi shebanav zecharem, oiloy l'mi shebanav nekevis. Woe to someone whose banim are nekevis, whose banim are nekevis. So there's a lashna me'iri in Kedushin when the me'iri says, it's a little bit, Marumas in the Gemara, woe to someone whose banim are nekevis. And he says it's more an inyan of the way I understand is, you know, zacharim, we recite the bracha shalei asani isha, because we're able to do more mitzvahs. So this is we've got the mitzvah Talmud Torah, we've got mitzvahs asai she'ein shazman grama that we're mechuyev in. So we have all these additional levels of shleimus which we have, which women do not have. So someone who doesn't reach that level of shleimus, oilam lemi shebonav nekevais, meaning he has all the potential for shleimus, and he doesn't reach it. It's more a taina against a zachar, who has the maila of being mashlim himself in ways that nekevus, whatever, they don't need to be mashlim, whatever the hezber is, but lamaisa, you now have this opportunity, and you're not making use of it. So woe to such an individual. Sam Sefer says, also beautiful pshat, he says that we know that Zachar Nekeva really means Mashpia and Mekabel, right? And that's why, Lamashal, it's also Chassam Sefer Grad who says, Loi Matsinu Nekeva is Eitzel Malachim. They'll find ever a concept of a female Malach. A Malach, and the reason why he is, I think I remember hearing from Ramesha once, because a Malach is a Mashpia. A Malach is sent to do something, to be Poyel. That is synonymous with the concept of a zachar. It's got nothing to do with male, female, this, not fair. It's just a zachar means to be a mashpia, and a keva means to be a mekabel. I'm going to be a mashpia now. Sure. Mameli says there's no musig of a female malach because al-Kopanim, so says the Chassam Sefer, you know what it means? It means that one should be mechanech one's children to be givers and not takers. Ashvi shabonav zcharim, they should be ones who are mashpiyim to others, they should be noisnim, they should not be ones who are neitlim. Okay, we said, g'masir b'chol kach masir b'shabbos, the same way things were done on a weekday is how things were done on the Shabbos, except there was one thing which they did, which the Chachamim weren't happy about, and that was they used to wash the Ritzpas to Azara. They used to wash the Azara. And that was Shaloi Bertzein Chachamim. So says the Gemara, Kamaseh B'chol V'chulei Shaloi Bertzein Man. Who didn't like this? Amar Chiz, the Shaloi Bertzein Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer wouldn't have liked this. Meaning Rebbe Eliezer lived after the Churban, but this was not like the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Dei Rabbanan Amri Shvosu, meaning that washing is maximum going to be a Shvos to Rabbanan, meaning Shvos to Mikdash. But mean vice versa, according to Rebbe Eliezer, there is a potential diorais over here. The Einu Shvos to Mikdash. So Mahi, what does this mean? D'tanya Echad Achaylev V'Amechabitz V'Amegabin. Someone who milks, or someone who curdles, or someone who makes cheese, and they do this a gregarious worth, or hamachabet, if you sweep the dirt floor, the hamarabet, or like Rashi says in Shabbos, that you kind of sprinkle water, your mezalif mayim, in order to cause the floor to be level, the harida chavas devash, and you remove the honeycomb, v'shoigig b'Shabbos chayv chatas. If you do this, b'sheigig, it's an issur d'oraisa with a chiyuv chatas. Rashi says in Shabbos, yuchayv chatas, Rashi says by chalas dvash, yuchayv because of toilish, and by mechabit, and the other ones, and yuchayv because of boina, yuchayv mishum boina, chayv chatas, hizid, and if you do this, b'mezid, b'yom tov leikas, abaymik, and malkas, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer is of the opinion that if you sweep and you sweep a floor and so on, so then there would be a chiyuv chatas. It's an issur d'oraisa. Chachamim meimrim echad zeh ve'echad zeh einei ela mishum shvus. What does it mean? Echad zeh, echad zeh. Does it mean the entire list, everything which we've quoted? Chaylev, mechabitz, megabin, mechabin, merabitz, roi dechalas dvash. So if you look at Rashi across, Rashi says echad zeh ve'echad zeh, meaning mechabed. Umaravitz, Veroida, those three. Avol Me'idach, like Amri, the Toldos of Malachim, you know, those are Toldos of an Av Malachim. Keder Mina Beberek Hamatznia. Rebbe Eliezer, Mishum Hachi Mechayiv, Chaylev, Mishum Mefarik, Megavim Mishum Bainim, Mechavim Mishum Bairer, Bematznia, Umaravitz, Mechavid, Mefarish Hosna, Mishum Ashvuye Gumais. Concern is you're going to come to be Mashva Gumais. And so on. Al-Kopan, the Gemara is saying that so over here, when you are with a floor, anytime you do something to smoothen the floor, According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a chiyuv chatas. According to the Rabban, there's only going to be a din the Rabban and a shvus the Rabban. And so we assume that this is going like Rabbi Eliezer. There is a discussion in the Rishonim as to why would we think that this would be an issur d'oraisa according to Rabbi Eliezer. Don't we know that the floor and the base of Mikdash were stone? It was stone, so it was a stone, but maybe the sections between the stones, there was dirt or other things. That's something that we shouldn't get into. Rav Ashi Amar now, Afilu Teima Shalei Britzen Chachamim. When it says Shalei Britzen Chachamim, it means the Chachamim of Rav Eliezer, not Rav Eliezer. We'll say it means the Chachamim. And Rav Nosson, he, the Tanya Rav Nosson, Eima Shvus Tzricha Hitiru. Shvus She'ena Tzricha Lai Hitiru. A shvus which was necessary, that's what I mean. This din of ein shvus b'mikdash, it's not a carte blanche to do anything which you want. A necessary shvus, they mattered. An unnecessary shvus, they did not matter. Good. Then we said the last thing in the Mishnah, or one of the last things at least, was the review, the machlokes review, the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says at the end that they would take a cup, and there was plenty of blood, and they would go and take the cup and scoop out a cup's worth of blood, and then they would be zerik that al gabi mizbech. The rationale for doing this, according to Yehuda, is that maybe the dam of one of the karbonis was nishbach, and it was not nizrak al gabi mizbech. And this way, as we know, when it comes to lach balach, we assume that there's going to be some molecules of the dam. It's all spreading together. And I've got a little bit of the dam inside, and whose ever carbon was not nishbach, so I will go and I will be zerikit right now. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said you should do, and the Chachamim were not so keen. So we say like this: Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda makos haya memale midam ataravis, from the dam of all of the blood of the taravis. Sheim yishafch dam yishal echad. And if the dam of one of them was nishbach. This is a way to be machshir. So Amr Leila Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi loy niskabo b'kli. But one second, the only time it's going to be effective is if it was initially received in the vessel. So it was niskabo b'kli, and then it subsequently spilt. So then there's merit in now picking it up and doing a shvicha, doing a zrika, excuse me. But if it was never niskabel the kli, if it came straight out of the arteries, out of the kon and the veshet, onto the floor, it simply does not help. That's what Rashi says. Shemale niskabel. I mean, well, wait one line. So the Gemara says it wasn't niskabel the kli. So we say Shemale says the machshir amoleir alev niskabel the kli. Mina yadi. How do you know? Alachik Amrilei, they said, okay, you're right, but Shemalei Niskabakli. Maybe it was never Niskabakli. Here Rashi speaks it out directly across. Shemalei Niskabakli. Oh, you see, Sha'ata Reitzel Ahakshir. Shemalei Niskabakli. Maybe it never made it into the Kli Sharis in the first place. And if so, Vesulei Ma'anyalei Zrika, Tisnan, Nishbach. Mitzav Rebeima, Ala Ritzva, Ve'osvai, Apostle, Mizvachim Berak Sheini. If it went straight onto the ground, it simply does not help to pick it up, to gather it, and to be zerikit. So maybe it was never niskab on the kli. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afani lo yamarti elav niskab on the kli. I only mean that it would help if initially it was niskab on the kli, but it subsequently fell to the ground before it made it onto the mizbeach. To which they say, Mina yada. Well, how do you know if it was not niskabel b'kli? Rashi says, Mina yada reviewed him niskabel b'kli, v'chashashe ba'almu. The kamashim yishpach damai, the cave and the laskuni, sveike ata, you're coming to fix up a suffix. Hayechim isakni v'chashem, and niskabel, maybe it was never niskabel in the first place. So to which they say, Kahanim zrizim hein, the kahanim zrizim, and they know if there was a spillage, if there wasn't, if it was niskabel. So if you could say, if they would say everything was niskabel in the keli today, but you should know something spilt subsequently. So we'll rely on the zrizis of the kahanim. Rag the Gemara, His reason, am I mishtaper if the kanim are so zoriz? So then how do they allow things to spill? Agav zrizu sayu de avdi mishtaper. In their haste, in their alacrity, in their zest to do it, they did it a bit too hastily and some of it spilt, or it spilt. Frankly, Gemara na Akasha. Vahalaydama tamsiz mu'uriv boy. There is dam tamsis. We've had dam tamsis a few times before, meaning we mentioned that there are several types of blood which come out when one makes an incision. First, there's a few drops which come out. Then is the dam kiluach, and then afterwards there's dam tamsis. The dam tamsis is not the dam about which your zerik gabi mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Validam tamsis." What's the problem? The in nishpach dam shel echad kuloi batal b'miyutai. Shel echad kuloi batal b'miyutai. Umatel zrika shrei batal. Meaning there's loads of dam tamsis, which is on the ritzpah swazara, and surely this small amount of dam which needed to be nizrak al gabi mizbeach is going to be bottled in the roiv of the dam tamsis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Taisus asks an obvious question. Taisus asks an obvious question. We'll get to that in a second. Min b'mina pashtus min b'mina is bottled. Taisus asks an obvious question. Two lines in the bottom, in the last Taisus, towards the end of the line. V'chi parech v'aloi dam tamsis mu'ruv boy u'mav to labor roiv le parech midam haroi leskabel v'nishbach. Why only dam tamsis? I mean, there could be plenty of other dam kiluach, which is also roy, which is also on the ground, and maybe that's also mevatel. And you've got thousands and thousands of psachim, and only one of them didn't make it, or two of them, or five of them. That's sad kama that you're concerned about bittel. Typically, even mitzad the dam haroyel is kabal. So Tezah says, the oilin ein mevatlin ze'ezeh. That which is supposed to be oilal gabi mizbeach mizadena, as Hashem, when we get to Menachas Chavbeis and Mabeis, right, we will learn that oilin ein mevatlin zeze, and that's not being mevatl, but dam tamsis, which is a dissimilar type of blood, and it's not the type of dam which is supposed to be oilal gabi mizbeach, that has the ability to be mevatl. That's the Gemara suggesting at this stage. Valoi dam tamsis mu'uriboy, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Amar dam tamsis dam alyo. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Rabbi Yehuda is dam tamsis is 100% good, regular, proper dam. L'chol adinam t'tanya, dam tamsis bazhara. There's no kares. Rabbi Yehuda ima behi kares, there is kares for dam tamsis. Ay, v'amar belaza meida b'yuda l'inin kapara shina mechaper. But even if you want to tell me this kares, if you consume dam tamsis, but legabi kapara al gabi mizbeach, isn't he moed that it's not mechaper? Rashi says, she'ina roi lezrika, she'nema ki hadamu benefesh yechaper, dam she'nefesh yoitzabay mechaper, dam she'ina nefesh yoitzabayna mechaper. Oh, now the Gemara says, like you said, ela Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, daf kashitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says, ein dam mevatel dam, dam is not mevatel dam, it wouldn't be shver because the dam would be bottle, but according to Buda, he says the dam is not bottle, hence there is merit in doing so. That's the proof. That's the proof, exactly. Says the Gemara by Tanya, Amar lehen review the lechachamim. I'll prove to you that it's kedai to do this, because after all, the divreichem, according to you, Lama Paikikines Azara, why Bechlal did they stop up the Azara, seemingly to allow the dam to accumulate for the sake of catching the dam which spilt, the dam which got away? If you look at Rashi, Tanya Gazin Ladrecham, Lama Paikikines Nekiv Chemes Azara Shadamim, Amisarvin Ba'amiyets and Belachutz, Ba'ibikines of Har, Ever Pesachim, Bishli Miladidi. Good, according to me, kedei shle yetsi kol dam hanishpach uchashemila toisat harayvis nimtza mikula mezecha. You've got the dam of all of the psachim inside, albeit a minute amount. Nishpach echad me'en b'leizrika, So according to me, I can very easily explain why we all agree that they would be poikek, they would put the plug in to allow the dam to accumulate. So, but according to you, lama poikek in aswazara. Amrulai, they said, you know why? Shevachu lebnei Aaron sheyelchu ad arak v'seihem v'dam. There's a maila for the bnei Aaron that they should be up to their knees in blood. Bidding they are, this is the mitzvah Hashem, and this is what we need to do now. And ad rabba, it's a hider mitzvah as such. Frag the Gemara, v'ha kachaitz. But isn't there a chatzitz in the Chodesh Kasha? Is a Kasha bein Rabbi Yehuda bein Rabbanan? In other words, or I should say bein Rabbanan bein Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, it's not just that we're asking, oh yeah, but then there's a problem of chatzitza. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there still is this problem of chatzitza. So the Chodesh would be a Kasha on everyone. If in fact the Kahanim are up to their knees in blood, so then their feet are not touching the Ritzpas Razar, the Ha Kachayitz. To which we say lachu ve'inachitzis. We know that lach, and we know that this is relevant. If a woman goes to the mikvah l'mashal and she has a cut, you know, if a woman, let's say, shaves right before going to the mikvah, and some mikvahs they don't like women to do so because they're concerned that maybe it'll bleed and then the hair will kind of stick onto the blood and it'll be stuck on with the chitzitza. But mitzad just the cut itself. If there's fresh blood is not a chatzitza. V'ha'kachaitz lachu ve'eina chatzitz. Man chatzitza k'detanya. Adam v'adyoi v'achele v'advash yiveishim chatzitza. If it is dry, it's chatzitza. Lachin ein chatzitzin. If it's wet, interesting, even dvash. If it's wet, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. So mitzad that, it's not a problem because the kahanim, their feet are touching the ritzpas azara, it's wet. Because it's wet, it's not a chatzitza. Fragbi Gemara, v'ha komis vasi manayu. But their clothes are getting filthy. Their clothes are filthy. They're wearing bloody clothes. There, Tanya, and we learned in a brisa. Are you begod of mitushtashin, the avad avidasi psula? If they're wearing bloody clothes, dirty clothes, I think Rashi says either here or somewhere else that it means betit. Is it Rashi over here? No, Rashi also says betit. So, but lav dafka betit, if there's blood or there's tit or whatever it is, unbelievable thing. The kahanim need to wear clean clothing. If not, the avad is avad psula. Now, the chitema, what will you say? The madluluhu, the manayu, they'll lift up their mechnasayim. They'll lift up their mechnasayim. And this way their clothes will remain clean. Vatanya, midoy vad. We learn from the pasuk midoy vad. Midoy kemidasoy, shliach sevla yaisir. Also, an amazing dinner. What the clothes of the Kahanim need to fit nicely. They need to fit properly. It's quite an amazing thing, these two halachas. You know, the Kahanim, who are the ones who are doing Avodah, they need to wear clothing which is clean, and they need to wear clothing which is, if you are a 40 slim, don't wear a 42 large. Massive jacket, huge, right? It's pasnish. You are doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's got to be midei vad. It can't be. It's in this interesting discussion as to, you know, what does it mean midei vad if you lift up your arms and kind of exactly how do you measure midei vad? I mean, there's no tzion of the Rambam over here, but the Rambam paskins this din in Perek Ches of Kli Mikdash. But it's got to be midei vad.
Couldn't roll them up?
No. It's got to be a nice fit and it can't be lifted. So we answer and we say, I'm sorry?
And do they change if their clothes get dirty?
Well, they had to, otherwise they would pass their avodah. So they had to change. Yeah. So we said, so again, so we want to know if there was plenty of blood on the Ritzvus Hazara. Okay, so there's no chatzitza, but there's a problem with their clothing getting dirty. And don't tell me that they lifted up their clothing because it has to be on their body with a nice fit the whole time. So we answer, Bahailachas Eivarin Lekevesh Dalav Avodehi, meaning at which stage would their clothing become dirty from the Ribui Dam? When they would transport the limbs to the ramp, that is not considered to be Avodah, in which case, if their clothes got dirty at that stage, that's okay. But from the fact that that is an integral part which requires kahuna, it must be that that is considered to be avodah. So interesting. So it comes out, if you Yisrael is shechting, you can wear jeans and a t-shirt. It's not considered to be avodah. But from Kabbalah, the Eilech, then you have to wear big de kahuna. So from the fact that the halachas eivarin lekevesh require kahuna, so it's clearly avodah. If it's avodah, then there's a din of midevad and so on. Midevay kahuna avodah. The Tanya, the hikar vakoynas akoil hamizbechazu halachas eivarin lekevesh. Hello, what are we going to say? Bailachas Eitzim Lamaracha. What would be a time that it wouldn't be a problem for their clothing to become dirty? Bailachas Eitzim Lamaracha. If they would just be transporting the wood to the pyre, to the Maracha, that is the Lava Vaidi. Fight the Gemara, Aber Bailachas Eivarim Lekevesh. Enu Bailachas Dam Mia Heichi Azli. So very nice. You've told me places where having dirty clothing would not invalidate, but we're still holding by Akasha. So we say, amazing thing, the mazgi itztabi. They would walk and they would step on itztabois. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says about 20 lines in the bottom of the end of the parak, the mazgi itztabi, itztabois shel binyan hayusham vaharei hein karitzpa. So there would be like little pillars and little protrusions and little steps. So quite an amazing thing to consider. You know, there was a fair amount of blood, I'm not sure exactly how much, but then there was areas above the blood where they would step in order not to get dirty. So kind of it. So they're not going to have their knees up. They're not going to be up to their knees in blood. So kind of then the question comes back. So then, what really was the point according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, how do we get into this whole discussion? Rabbi Yehuda says, according to me, it makes sense why you'd keep the plug in so that you'd be able to get and take it down. But according to the Rabbanan, now Lamaskana, now that we're saying they would walk on top of it, so the Gemara has, we don't really have a yishuv now, according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, as to why it was done, unless you just say, unless you kind of slightly modify and you say Shevachu l'bnei Aaron to see like the Ribui Dam of all the Karbonas, even though they themselves were not actually in it. So we wanted to show, like we saw yesterday, that there was hundreds and thousands of people who came, and there were so many Psachim, and there was so much Dam, that's also a Shevach, but they themselves couldn't walk in it because of technical problems of getting their clothes dirty. But it's still it's like a noilim is bech, it's a shevach for the Beis HaMikdash, maybe something like that, I'm not sure. Good, then we said, Ketzad Toilin Umashitin. So how were they Toilin Umashitin? So we said that they were hooks, and they were iron hooks, and they would go and they would put it on the iron hooks, and then they would remove the skins and so on. And this is something which could be done by Yisrael. This is not the flaying of that shot was not done Aydei Kahuna. It could be done Aydei Yisrael. And we said if all the hooks were taken, then they would use the sticks. Or if the Erev Pesach on the Shabbos, they would use their arms according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the mashmos of the Mishnah was that like this. Let's just see it one more time. So we said we said like this. Yeah, we said. They would be Taylor or Mafshit and so on. Taylor or Mafshit. And then it says, right, and then afterwards, Right. In other words, it says karuva yitzis emurav. It says after they would cut it and they would take out the innards and they would place it and they would be makked to it. So the Gemara is going to be bothered by the fact that it seems to be it's like a hemshech. We're discussing the Yisraelim who are involved. And now it says, it seems to be that they're the ones who are kind of removing and continuing. So Frag de Gemara, we said, Atu, who gufa, havi maktalu, I mean, what they themselves would be the ones who'd be involved in the haktara. So we said, Eimol lihaktiran al gabi hamizbeach, which was done. Those people who are roy to be makter and those who are roy to continue the next stage of avodah, which is the kahanim. Yotzes the kas rishena tana kol echad echad nesin pischay ba'oyroy umafshil lacherav amrav ilish tayus. So everyone, if you look at the last couple of rashes of the perek, kol echad echad kishahayu holchin levateim. They would take their Pesach to their house and they would sling it. They would sling it behind them. And that's how they would do it. Rav Ilish, Shem Chacham Tayez, Derech Seichrim Yishma'elim, who is that? This was considered to be the way of the Seichrim Yishma'elim. So the Yaivetz of Yaakov said that the Chiddush is that Noel La says Mishim Chibuv Mitzvah. Lahakel Adam bechved atzmei mishum kved shemayim. Kibayish Amar David unakalesi oid mizais. Yeah, you know, I'm doing this and I'm carrying it myself on my back. I'm not putting it in a car. I'm not carrying it, you know, on a trolley, in a wagon. I'm slinging it behind because this is the Karban Pesach and I want to be involved in it myself. And that shows a chibub mitzvah. Okay, Hadron Alach, Tamid Nishchat. Okay, Zog the Mishnah, Elu Dvarin BePesach. So, we're going to move now into this parak. I'm going to have a lengthy sugya machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, as to which things precisely are Deche Pesach. Meaning the Pasuk says in reference to Pesach that it's done V'moy Adoy. It's done in its time on Yud Daled, whenever Yud Daled is. Even if it falls on a Shabbos, you do it on a Shabbos. But what exactly, which elements of the Karban Pesach are the Shabbos? So, Eilu Dvarim Pesach Derech Nesach Shabbos. Shchitasei, Vizrikas Damai, Umichui Kravov, Vaktaris Chalavov. So we mentioned four things. Now we understand the chiddush of shechita because shechita is an av malacha, metilas neshama. Zrika, what is zrika? What's zrika sedam? We're saying it's deicha Shabbos. You know, since when was zrika considered to be an av malacha that we need to speak about deicha Shabbos? So Tesis says zrika is damei tana agav shechitase. And chanami, we didn't really need to say zrika because it's not an av, it's nothing. But Tezis goes on to say, and that is considered to be a malacha. That is included in, we say, the haktara of the chalavim. That assumes that you have to have removed the skins, sheni yachal lahavshit ella ad hazel or yerem a breaker and so on. The chulu akapana three is why we didn't say it explicitly because it's included in the hektar. So what is the chashavas shchitas rikazdamav michui kravav, which we'll see exactly what that's referring to now, and the haktaras chalavav avol tsliyasai, but roasting it, the hadachas kravav, and merely rinsing. The rinsing the krovav, and we'll see what's the difference between mirchu krovav and hadachas krovav, but the rinsing of the innards, einan deichnes haShabbos. We'll see. Also the same thing. Enachanam, we'll see what the need of that is. Har kavasei va'avasei mechutz l'tchum. When it comes to bringing the animal, putting it on your shoulders, Rashi says three lines down, HaGemara say, Al Kosif Adam Lahavil Lazara Derech Hoshisarabim. Avabi She'ena Ella Iser Shavuos, because Chaimes is Atzmai, but carrying the animal, Harkavasa, on your shoulders, and bringing it outside of the tchum, also on Ines Hidrabanin, Vechatichas Yabeltai, and removing like a wart growth, Ein Dechnes Shabbos. That's fascinating. Here we're only discussing Durabonins. And as we're going to see in this whole sig, it's not dafka that we only have problems with deraisas. There's going to be several Durabonins which we're not going to allow. That is the Tanakhama. Come to Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, what do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer, Imedechin. Of course, all of the preparatory stages, the preparatory things, that which is necessary to facilitate the Hakrava, for sure is Dech Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Imedechin. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Valai Dinu. Tzakal V'chema, Oma Im Shchita Shiyi Mishum Malacha. Dech Shabbos, Shchita, which is an Av Malacha. And it's Dech Shabbos, Elo, Shehein Mishum Shavos. These things, they're only Asim Midrabanin, Lo Yidchu Es Shabbos. These things are not going to be Dech Shabbos. So, Amar Leiriv Yeshua, no. You're wrong. That is not a Kal V'chema. Amar Leiriv Yeshua, Yom Tov Yechiach. Shehitiru Boi Mishum Malacha. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malacha. V'asim Boi Mishum Shavos. There's plenty of things on Yom Tov where plenty of malachas which you're allowed to do, but there's plenty of shvosim which you're not allowed to do. If you look at Rashi, about six lines down, Yom Tov Yechiach Shetiru Bay Shchita Ubishol Shu'av Malacha U'Mutarin Lehadyit Va'as Shubay Lahavi Davim Mechutz L'Tchum. Still can't do it to Ravonim. U'Lachlai So says Rabbi Yeshua, it shouldn't be such a pella be'inecha that just because we matter the arises doesn't mean that we automatically matter the rabbanans. We find that all the time. We find that in a regular yom tov. Shetir be'mishum malacha va'asu ba'imishum shvus. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Maze Yeshua, what's redstu? What are you talking about, Rabbi Yeshua? Ma raya rishus la mitzvah. You bring me a raya from a regular yom tov that you're not allowed to do an issa d'rabbanan, which is only rishus. I'm in a different world. I'm in a different sugya. I'm discussing machshirei mitzvah, meaning that which is necessary in order to facilitate a mitzvah. So why are you asking a pircha from a regular yom tov, which is a rishus, ma raya rishus la mitzvah? Again, says Rashi, four lines on the bottom. Ma raya rishus la mitzvah, achilas hadyet rishusi, v'tzirach gavoya mitzvi, v'im himidu chachamim isa shvush lehen b'makam rishus, yamidu af b'makam mitzvah. Just because they were maimed shvush the rabbanin b'makam rishus, does that mean that they are going to be maimed it b'makam mitzvah? So ma raya rishus la mitzvah. Now, heishiv Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is machnesis roishoy bein the machlekes of shtei rabbis. Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So heish Rabbi Kiva, and here he actually sides with Rabbi Yeshua. Heish Rabbi Kiva, hazot echiach shehi mishum mitzvah vehi mishum shvos vein adeches shabbos. I'll give you a case where a fellow needs to have hazot, needs to be sprinkled in order to allow him to participate in a mitzvah. It's only nisad rabbanan to have a hazah, like a nichsik misakin of sorts. It's only the rabbanan. It's for a mitzvah. Yimishim shvus. The eina teichin se shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Hazah teichin se mitzvah betamei neis. Shechal shviyish lo liyez b'shabbos erev Pesach. Shim lo yaze lo yase pischoy. Tafilo achi eina decha. I mean, this is the Shittas Rabbi Kiva. Vaza shvosu damai malachu ela mechsikim misakin gavra. So that is Rabbi Kiva's taina against Rabbi Eliezer. So af ata al titma al elo. So therefore, so too you, Rabbi Eliezer, it shouldn't be such a pella be'inecha al titmal elo sh'af api sh'heim ishim mitzvah v'heim ishim shvus lo yidhu es ha-shabbos. Therefore I agree with Rabbi Yeshua that you're not allowed to carry the animal on your shoulders, which is nisat rabbanan. You're not allowed to bring it outside of the tchum and chatichas yabel to all these things, even though it's a rabbanan. You're not allowed to do it. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, you know what? I'm not convinced at all. Fuck out. I'm going to go ahead and say a kal v'chomer against the very thing which you just said. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer v'aleha anidon. On that gufa that you taina that you're not allowed to do hazar, you're wrong. V'aleha anidon. Uma im shchita shihi mishum malacha deiches ha-shabbos. Hazar shihi mishum shvus. Ein din shadeiches ha-shabbos. I mean, of course you can do hazar. It's only derabban and avada, you can do it. So, amar lo Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, oy chiluf, maybe I can go ahead and swap around your din, swap around your kavachim and say the following, oy chiluf, and say like this, ma im hazar shehi mishum shvus, ein adechus ha-shabbos. So hazar is kal. It's only din derabbanan, and it's not derech ha-shabbos. Shchita shemeshim malacha ain't a din shleitit chesed Shabbos. So for sure you shouldn't be allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos on Yudalit. It almost seems to be that Rabbi Akiva is trying to trap Rabbi Eliezer, because the answer which Rabbi Eliezer gives is so obvious, and it seems to be that Rabbi Akiva is trying to lead him into this. So I want to Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, according to what you're suggesting, okaita mashakasav atera. You're suggesting that you shouldn't do the Shechitas Korban Pesach on Yudalit if it falls on a Shabbos. Abishtetim Pasik b'may adoy. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. The Pasik says you do the Shechita. What does it say? V'yasim reis vasa esa pasach b'may adoy. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. So there's no tzad in the world to say you're not allowed to do the Shechita. Amalei Rebbe, you're right. Avad, I agree. And you just said it yourself. The only reason why is because it says the words. It said the word mayadai. So Amar Lei Rebbe, haveli mayid le'elu kemayid l'shchita. So you bring me a similar gzeiras hakasav in reference to machshirei mitzvah, which could have been done erev Shabbos, and then I will concede. But to the extent that there is no gzeiras hakasav for the machshirei mitzvah, I will not concede. Look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Havei li mayid le'elu shiyei zman kavu lehen. Meaning, you try and bring me a pasuk which clearly seems to indicate that you must bring and carry and transport the sheep on Yudalid through the Carmelis, which would necessitate the reason why it has to be Deche Shabbos. Isn't it? It's not true. Shiyei zman kavu lehen. He didn't have to bring it on your Dalit. You could have brought it on your Gimel and your Beis. If so, leidachu. Bahazonami, lav mi gufe de Pesachi. Even though today is the seventh day, and you might argue that today is the day, but it's not something which the calendar dictated that it has to be done today. It's more of a circumstantial thing. Punct your seventh day happens to fall on your Dalit. Like Sivba, Maya, there's no passage which says you must be Maza on your Dalit. If so, comes Rabbi Akiva with his famous klal. Klal Amr Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'ef Shal Aseisim Erev Shabbos, Eina Deichas HaShabbos. Shechita She'ef Shal Aseisim Erev Shabbos, Deichas HaShabbos. But the other malachas, which could have been done before, they are not going to be Deichas HaShabbos. So, as we've said, we're going to see over here this big discussion, Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and it's quite curious. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is the Mekel. Usually, Rabbi Eliezer is the Machmer. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the Mekel to say not only do we say that you can, that Shechit is Deich HaShabbos, but even the Machshirei Mitzvahs of Korban Pesach is also going to be Deich HaShabbos, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva disagree. Okay? Shkach, everyone.